I don't know where he is.
Well, since you don't need to be so darn persnickety about it, I'll just ask you a simple question.
Well, I can't be annoyed. I'm busy.
Busy? Busy doing what? Seems to be you was hired to stick in the back room and put that radio machinery together.
Well, it's all assembled if you think you're so smart.
It is?
Yes, it is.
You mean it's all ready to broadcast into?
Yes. What did you think I meant?
All we have to do is just to talk in it now and it'll work, huh?
Oh, of course. Now, for heaven's sake, stop bothering me.
Well, I just want to know. Shucks, don't take a fellow's head off. Well, what do you do now?
I'm writing a publicity story.
What?
A publicity story. An article for the newspaper about our big broadcast.
Mm.
Now, we'll have to tell people about it so they'll listen in.
Say, that's right. I never thought of that. What you say, Robinson?
Well, I have a very snappy story here, if I do say so myself.
Mm-hmm.
It says, big broadcast and not corn center cold. That's in the head. The note.
Well, who's got it?
Who's got what?
A cold in the head.
Oh, no one's got a cold in the head.
Well, you just said so.
I certainly did not.
Oh, yes, you did now, Robert. And I hear you. You said it.
I know what I said.
You said the broadcast would knock a cold in the head.
Oh, I didn't.
What?
I was talking about headlines. Headlines. What I read to you was the headline of the article.
Oh, yes, yes, I see. Yes.
The noted master of ceremonies and radio announcer, Robertson Dunn, will...
Who's the master of ceremonies?
I am. The noted master of ceremonies and radio announcer, Robertson Dunn, will take the ether next week when...
Well, shakes you live, Robertson. Why didn't you tell me?
Tell you? Tell you what?
That you was going to have an operation.
But I'm not going to have an operation.
You?
Of course I'm not.
Well, in what condition are you going to take ether for?
Oh, that means the air. The air. I'm going to take the air.
Huh? What? Say, who told you that? Did Ed tell you? Or who told you?
I don't know what you mean.
Who told you was going to get the air?
Oh, you don't understand me at all. I'm going on the air. Taking the ether means going on the air.
Mm.
Robertson Dunn will take the ether next week when he inaugurates Corn Center's new radio station. The station will be opened with considerable eclat and the...
With what, Robertson?
Eclat, if you know what that is.
Well, yes, of course you know what it is.
Well, it's a wonder. And the talent...
Well, these chocolate eclats. I've had them lots of times. They squish and get all over your face.
It isn't chocolate eclat.
Well, it just certainly is, I reckon.
I say it isn't chocolate eclat.
Well, then what is it? Vanilla?
The word is eclat, and it means splendor. Well, maybe I'd better change the word to splendor. Yokels here in Corn Center wouldn't know what the word eclat means. With considerable splendor, and the talent will be outstanding. And
That's all right, some days, but suppose it rains.
Rains?
Yes.
Fine. What difference would that make?
It makes a lot of difference to the talent.
Well, I don't see how.
Why, it's just plain common sense. You said they'd be outstanding, didn't you? And if they're outstanding in the rain, they'll get wet.
Oh, but they won't be outstanding in the rain.
Well, just a minute then, young fellow. You better just change your article there. It always pays to tell the truth, Robertson. Truth in advertising. That's been me and Ed's motto for years. 40 years now.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. By outstanding, I mean the talent is of the highest quality. First water.
Hmm? What is that?
The first water.
I don't know. I don't see much difference between rain and water. Whatever it is, they'll get wet.
All right. Have it your own way. Then they'll get wet.
Mm.
Now, heading the aggregation of artists will be Madame Coates, world-famous coloratura soprano.
She's supposed to be pretty good, though.
She's one of the foremost sopranos in the world.
Yes, sir.
Gets up to see.
To see what?
Oh, for goodness sake, to see. See the note.
Why, can't she really lay him down?
Oh, that isn't the idea at all. She doesn't get up like getting up out of bed.
She doesn't, though?
No. Madame Coates, world-famous soprano, accompanied by the noted Italian cellist and violinist, Signor Fernando Nice.
Well, does he get up?
No. Now, keep still, can't you? Robertson Dunn will act as announcer and master of ceremonies.
Act like an announcer and what, Robertson?
And MC.
Oh, shucks, you won't fool nobody.
Who's trying to fool anyone?
Well, you are.
I certainly am not.
You certainly are, acting like Dempsey.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hey, you go getting tough, Robertson, and some of those boys from Squidgeville's just like to slap your ears down, now, I'm telling you.
Oh, what's the use trying to explain anything to you? Now, I'm going over to the Corn Center Gazette and give them this story.
Well, they warned you.
And if anyone calls me on the phone, now you take the number and tell them that I'll call back.
Yeah, sure. I figure you'll be here long enough to call anybody back, Robertson Dunn. But just about all we want out of you, putting on the airs around here. As soon as Ed comes back, I'm going to let him fire that young upstart. Now, we got that radio machine we put together. We don't need any young jackanapes around here.
Well,
what is that, mister?
Where is Robertson Dunn? I am Signor Fernando Nice.
Well, I'm sorry, but... Well, you have to talk English, mister. I can't see
you. Senor knees, senor knees.
Well, what if you have seen the knees? Ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
No, 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 no. I have not seen your knees.
Well, then whose knees have you?
I am looking for Robertson Dunn.
Oh, sorry, mister. Shucks, I can't hardly make out a word you're saying.
Robertson Dunn. Robertson Dunn.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now I get you. You mean that you've seen Robertson's knees, huh?
No, 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 no. I am looking for him. Looking for him. He sent me this telegram. He say I am engaged.
Is that so? Well, say, that's fine. I always like to see a young fellow get like, congratulations. What's your name?
Whose name?
Well, the girl you're going to marry.
Oh, but I am not going to be married. I cannot be married. No, that is impossible. It cannot be.
Yes, all right, all right. Don't be excited. You know, what can I do for you?
Well, I am already married. I have already one wife.
Well, I can't do nothing about that. You better see a lawyer.
No, 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 no. You do not comprehend. I come here to play. To play.
Oh, yes, I see. You're one of these fellows that's got a wife and just sort of playing around, huh? Well, let me tell you something. We don't have nothing to do with your strike, mister. No, sir. And the quicker you find that out, the better it'll be.
Listen. I play the violin. What? I play on the radio.
Oh, shakes your life. That's cracky. Say, that certainly is a good one on me. All right, I'll have to tell them about that. You mean, mister, you're the fellow that's going to play the fiddle on our big broadcast next week?
Si, si, that is it, senor. That is it, the play of the fiddle.
Well, say, I hardly know you, first. You know, I've always heard that you fellows that play violins and they come from the city always wore long hair. Shucks, you're shorter than Ed's, and he hasn't got hardly any. Well, I'll tell you, Robertson ain't here now, but what did you want to know?
When is the broadcast?
Well, you figure to have it sometime next week.
Ah, Mr. Robertson, he said in his telegram I played to accompany Madame Cole.
Yes, that's right. You have to play in bed, though.
What is that you say? Play in bed?
Yes, you see, Madame Cole all the things in bed, so I reckon you have to put in an extra top for you.
No, I will not do it. I will not do it.
Yes, but now don't forget that Madame Cole is one of the most colored sopranos in the world.
No, I do not care. I do not care a fig for that. I'm not one fig. I will
and
not.
And besides, I'll tell you another thing. You'll find the cop pretty darn comfortable after standing out in the rain all evening there.
Standing out in the rain?
Yep. All the talent has to stand out in the rain till it's time for him to go on.
Well, this is an outrage. It is an outrage. No. I will not do it. I cannot do it.
You just got to do it.
No. I cannot. To stand in the rain would break the strings, the guts of my violin.
What is the what?
The guts. Oh. I will not do it. I quit. I am poor. I have resigned.
Yes, but now wait a second, mister.
No. Get out of my way. Stand aside.
In your knees. How are you?
And you too. You get out of my way.
What's going on?
Stand in the rain. You too. I say bye.
Well, for goodness sake, what on earth is the matter with him?
Well, he said something about having some trouble with his stomach.